Another outside the box. Cheap at any price. Today's topic is modern monetary theory. Modern monetary theory, or MMT? Never heard of it, but it sounds intriguing. And it is. Here's more about it. MMT was formulated by a group of economists who think we're running our economy quite wrong and who promote ways to manage the economy differently. The theory, quite simply, is based on the fact that the U.S. prints money, called fiat currency, through the Federal Reserve System. Our money is backed by the federal government and public trust in the current economy, rather than on a supply of precious metal, such as gold. Even though the U.S. has a long-term budget deficit, currently over $35 trillion, believe it or not, it could wipe that out just by printing enough money to cover all those debts, some of which are from loans from other countries, some in government bonds, and the rest from government expenses greater than income. Actually, it doesn't even need to print the money. It could just be a few keystrokes on a computer balance sheet. As pointed out by MMT advocate Stephanie Kelton, author of The Deficit Myth, who is also featured in the film Finding the Money, almost everyone thinks of the U.S. budget and economy as similar to a household budget. But it is not. A household budget, what you and I and every local and state government must follow, is based on equating income and expenses. When income is higher, we have savings. When it's lower than expenses, we have debt. That's because we can't print money. We have to use what we have. But the federal government can print money, and does, because if we didn't increase the money supply, we would be running an economy that's expanding with a static, limited supply of dollars. The one cautionary tale for printing more money is not deficits, which don't really hurt our economy and can be wiped out in a flash, but inflation, where too much money is chasing too few goods. Then every dollar is worth less and requires more of them to maintain our lives. Prices go up, as when the federal government sent out checks to millions during the COVID pandemic. Unfortunately, people in Congress continue to base their thinking and appropriations for programs like Social Security and Medicare, housing, environment, and the Pentagon on a household budget that requires income to match expenses. Want to solarize our entire nation? Only if we either raise the money through taxes or borrow it, according to the household budget. Help people with low incomes to escape poverty? Only if the government finds the money from somewhere else to pay for those programs. Keep Social Security and Medicare solvent for the foreseeable future? Well, where will those funds come from? Must we borrow from Petra to pay Paula? It's not necessary, according to MMT. In the case of Social Security and Medicare, if money in those trust funds runs out, the government just adds more to them. That should not affect inflation, since the money won't increase what people are receiving or spending. Taxes can still be collected and provide other benefits, but we should not feel limited in what our government can spend by what we take in through taxation. If we need more human services or updated infrastructure or programs addressing climate catastrophe, we don't need to feel constricted by the federal government as long as those expenses do not significantly raise inflation. Other countries, Canada, Japan, Great Britain, and the European Union that print their own money have this same opportunity to eliminate deficits any time they want. However, many developing countries peg their currency to the U.S. dollar or another currency and do not print their own money. They must follow a household budget and cannot spend more than they raise. Besides the option of ignoring any deficit, but not inflation, MMT advocates a second major policy, full employment for anyone who wants it, the right to a job. We can pay for it, economists say, and our economy should be based on what it does for the public, not based on deficit limitations. What do you think about the ideas behind MMT, modern monetary theory? I'm Larry Danziger, not worrying about Social Security and Medicare trust funds for the foreseeable future.